We're on to Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah of the first Perek of Megillah, the series Ein Bains. There's no difference between them, because a very basic tenet of Yiddishkeit is understanding how to distinguish between different concepts, between Kodesh and Chol, holiness and profane. We're always analyzing and distinguishing. So the Mishnah tells us, well, sometimes those distinctions are subtle. Ein bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos. There's no difference between Yom Tov l'Shabbos ela ochel nefesh bilvad, except for food preparation alone. Now, the Gemara notes that there are things that are called machshirei ochel nefesh, things that are in the advanced ages, let's say fashioning a spoon or a fork or a knife. That's an extension of food. Okay, that's a different story. That's a different argument. Here, when we're talking about ochel nefesh, the assumption is that only ochel nefesh, only actual cooking is permitted on Yontif. Practically, halacha l'maisa, the Rama points out that we should do cooking ideally before Yontif, but if it's going to taste extra delicious, if it's cooked fresh on Yontif, then based on this Mishnah, you're allowed to cook, as the Pasuk says. There was never a restriction against cooking, because cooking, as the Ramban explains, is not a melechas avoda. It's not a field commercial type of enterprise. And that's all that's restricted in Yontif. Ein bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And here we're talking about restrictions on work. Of course, Yom Kippur, there's an Isra Achila. You're not allowed to eat or drink. The Chamisha Inuim, the five different restrictions that don't apply on Shabbos. Here we're talking about from the perspective of doing work. Both Shabbos and Yom Kippurim share the same restrictions. Ella, however, Shezez Adono Bidi Adam. Generally speaking, if a person violates Shabbos, if they were warned, God forbid, and they accepted that warning and they said they're going to violate Shabbos, even though they're going to receive the death penalty, they would receive capital punishment at the hands of Beis Din, Bidei Adam, in the hands of man. Vezeh, and Yom Kippur, Zedono Bikaris, the punishment is meted out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not given by Beis Din, although the Gemara points out that according to one opinion, if a person was warned to receive Malkus, lashes, they would receive that, but generally, the primary punishment is with karis, it comes from Hashem, not from man. Mishnah Vav, number 6. Ein bein hamudar hanami chaber lamudar bemeno machol. A person who he designates his friend and says, you may not have any benefit from me. That's called a neder, it's an oath, it's a vow, and it's a neder hana, it's asering, it's prohibiting somebody else from benefiting. So if I, you know, traditionally it's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven always kills Shimon. Reuven always steals from Shimon. So I'm Reuven. What can I tell you? So if I say that Shimon, you cannot have any benefit from me, so Shimon's not allowed to use any of my footballs or my books or eat my food. He's not allowed to get any benefit from me. There's no difference between saying Shimon can't get any benefit from me at all, or if I say Shimon can't get any benefit mimenu machal, from my food, ella, except for two distinctions, drisa saregel, stepping on my property. If I say he can't get any benefit, he can't step on my property, versus if I restrict him from my food, then he is allowed to step on my property. V'kelim she'ein osim behem ochel nefesh, and utensils that are not food-oriented utensils. So if I only tell him he can't get use of my food, saying he can borrow my books. Ein bein nedar l'nedavos. There's no difference between a neder and a dava, two kinds of vows, commitments that a person makes to the Beis HaMikdash. In the first case, it's called a neder. That's where the person takes upon themselves an obligation. If a person were to say, hare alai, it is upon me as a person to bring, for example, a korban ola. That's different than in a dava, where a person looks at an animal and designates the animal. This animal is consecrated as going to be used as a carbon. There's no difference between the two of them. You have to bring, in both cases, you have to bring an animal that is an ola. Ella, shahanedarim, in the case of the neder, where the responsibility is incumbent on me as a person, chayav ba'achrayusan, I am responsible for them. Achrayus means I have to take responsibility. If they get lost, I need to replace them. I have to provide a guarantee. Unedavos, but if I say harezu, this animal, ein ochay b'achrayuso, if that animal is lost, so the animal is lost, the commitment was only on the animal, it wasn't on me as a person, and therefore I'm not responsible to replace it.